And now it's time for your financial destination with Roger Hamilton, with strategies to enhance or improve your retirement income.
Hello, I'm Roger Hamilton, and welcome to the Financial Destination Show. So over the next 15 minutes, let's go over ways to improve your investments and enhance your current or future retirement income. So first off, how did you do in 2020, investment-wise? It was quite a year, like no other. All-time highs by mid-February, and then the biggest drop in over 70 years, followed by an even bigger rally and an all-time high by the end of the year. What a ride. So how did you do in 2020 and in 2019 and 2018? How did you in the past 5 years, the past decade? Those are perhaps the more important questions, because every fund can have a good year, like a rock star, and maybe even an off year. It's the fund. It's the fund managers who bet or guessed wrong, perhaps a little bit off. But you have to think long term. Now, although 2019 and 20 were completely different years, 2020 was terribly unique. Yet certain funds, despite the 2 years difference, ended up with back-to-back fantastic gains. See, the right funds will do that. It's like a good skier. Despite the conditions, whether it be powder snow or hardened snow and ice, can smoothly dance, weave, glide their way down the hill, ready for the next chairlift to take them back up to the next year, the next run, and repeat again. So there are good funds, and there are poor ones, and good choices and not so good. So the funds we talk a lot about on this show are Fidelity funds. The one in particular right now, the Canadian Opportunities Fund, Fidelity Canadian Opportunities. It's a mid-cap Canadian fund, as opposed to a large cap. In 2019, the fund returned just under 20%, 19.8. It followed that last year in 2020, COVID 2020, with a 25.5% return. In the last 2 years, 22.66 is the average. But we don't think just 2 years, we think longer. So in the past 5 years, 11.8. In the past 10 years, 6.9 annual return. A 15-year track record, just over 7%, 7.11. If you held this fund since its inception, almost 20 years ago, 7.95 has been your annual average return. You never panicked, didn't watch too much TV, you just went about your business and stayed invested. Now, it's not the only fund you want to have. When diversifying, you want growth. So you should be invested in, geographically, Canada, the U.S., and then globally, internationally. You target those areas. So let's go to the States. Fidelity American, in 2019, 23.5% return, followed up in 2020 at 13.7, an 18.6 two-year average. Its 10-year record, 11.3. Let's go globally, international. Over the past 10 years, just over 7%, 7.01. 23.5 in 2019, followed with 15.6 in 2020, an average of 17% in the past 2 years. And the fourth fund is a large Canadian cap fund. We had a mid-cap, now we have a large cap. That's your True North fund. It's got your banks and your oil. It made 8.36% in 2020. But the past 10 years, 5.1. So that's your core. That's what we call the Fidelity Four. U.S., international, two Canadian funds, large cap, mid cap. And clients who've been with me for years, or new ones that came on board in 2019 or 20, have these funds. They can be held in your RSP, definitely yes, and your tax-free, and your RIFs, and your LIRAs. With these funds, older clients, these funds, they've increased their pension income or extended the life of their money. And younger clients, those clients being 35, 45, 55, have rapidly, progressively, building a retirement nest egg at a much faster clip than before they came on board. From these four funds, let's say you're 60 or under, you're looking for a bit more growth, you can target some of your investments in the Far East. A bit more volatile, but over the past 10 years, Fidelity Far East has averaged 7.13%. In 2019, it made 15.3. In 2020 gone by, COVID 2020, it came back with a snapping 22.57%. The past 2 years, 18.96 for the past 2 years, rivaling the U.S. as China rivals the U.S. for market. And for those perhaps a little bit older or looking for a little less market swings, their fifth fund might be a balanced fund. And Fidelity has a balanced fund, and you should have balanced funds in your portfolio, not your entire portfolio, but a portion of it in balance. The balanced fund produced over 4% in 2019, came back with a 10% gain in COVID 2020. That's 7% over the past 2 years. But all of these funds can be in your RSP, definitely your tax-free. You want to think of your tax-free as investment, pension, tax-free pension, RIF, LIRA. All placed for you, depending on your timeline, age, needs and goals, in a five-year plan, multiple five-year plans. As we think of investing in multiple time frames of 5 years, which of course are made up of weekly, monthly, and annual changes. And if you watch your investments daily or weekly, you're going to get too emotional, too much emotion, perhaps allowing two things happen to you, fear and greed to impact your decisions, too bad emotions. Leave that to daily traders and hedge fund dealers. With a long-term approach, you remove those emotions, fear, greed, and even hope. Fear, you're afraid of every market downturn. The worst is always going to happen. Too much TV, too much internet watching. Greed, well, your funds went up 15% last year, and every year you think it should be like that. Only better, only faster, and you want to become a millionaire in months. It's not going to happen. Or hope. Nothing has really worked. You have the same low-income balance fund you've had for years, and now for some reason, you hope it'll all turn around this year. Well, why would it? Hope is not an investment plan. Or the lost emotion. I don't know, I don't care, or I'm just satisfied with low returns because, well, nothing seems to work. That comes from lack of knowledge. Because there are some very good, yet simple options out there for you. Long-term, stable but accelerated growth. And when you have those high double-digit returns, especially back-to-back like 19 and 20, what are some options for investors to capture those gains when the market is high? We'll be back in a moment to discuss that plan.
Welcome to your Financial Destination Show, an educational investment series hosted by Roger Hamilton, featuring strategies to enhance your retirement income. During his 10 years as a financial advisor, Roger has provided sound advice on how to improve personal investments to hundreds of people, many of whom are Seaside FM listeners. To discuss how to improve your investments, email Roger at roger@yourfinancialdestination.ca. Visit yourfinancialdestination.ca or call 902-499-5879.
And we're back. So we know when the market is down to hold steady. Don't panic. And we were well tested on that in the spring. Yet still, some investors, they try to outski the avalanche. When COVID turmoils hit at the end of February of 2020, the markets nosedived. Some investment fools, watching too much TV, tried to bail. They lost. Some lost a lot. But most hung in there. You really had no choice. Plus, it's the right thing to do. While others who could have bought more did so when the market was low, and made out like crazy in the final 7 months of the year. That's when the markets are low. You stay in there. But what if the markets are high, extremely high, like they are again right now, like they were January of 2020, right before the COVID? What if you've had two back-to-back years averaging those double-digit returns? What if you held Fidelity American averaging 18.6% the past 2 years, or Fidelity Canadian averaging 22.6% the last 2 years? And you're thinking, well, that probably can't last. Well, you're probably right. So there are options to lock in profits, whether it's gains from the stock market or gains in your growth funds. An option that many investors, clients, use are in alternative investments, otherwise known as private equity or income funds. So this very same time last year, January 2020, we were doing the very same thing with clients who come off a big year in 2019. They'd scored big. They took some paper profit and they locked it away prior to the COVID crash, which we didn't know was about to happen. Simply, it was just logic when you've made double-digit gains and you know that these funds are going to go long-term making 7. If you've had back-to-back 18% returns, it's probably going to settle back down. If you're an older client, you might take the cash. It could be your RIF payments. You've got to take so much out for the year. why not take it out when it's extremely high? I'll take out what I need now when the markets are high and level it out that way. So some opted to take out some cash when it's high. Take out your profit, don't take out your loss. But let's say you had $100,000 in your RSP. So you're an RSP person, and last year you made 15%. You had a $15,000 upswing. And we don't try to time the market. We can't do that. But we do know that 15% returns are not going to stay that way. Good funds, again, will produce 6 to 7% over a 10-year span. So an opportunity knocks, as it is right now. If it's in an RSP, we can transfer that $15,000 that you made paper profit and put it in a choice of high-quality, long-term performing private funds. And there are three we use, and clients who've come on board have these funds. They have the Fidelity funds, and often they'll have these private equity funds. One, of course, we mentioned quite a bit is Invico. It's been around since 2009. It has a target distribution rate of 8%. It pays 8% per year. It has paid that annually each year since it began. 8 to 10. Old Kent Road, OKR, offers a 1, 3, or 5-year term. It's been around since 2016. Government receivable credits, that's what it's based on. The 1-year fund pays 7%. The 3-year is paying just a little over 9%. And the 5-year, just under 11% per year. There's a third one, Lynx Equity Income Fund. It's a USA mid-cap type stock. Invests primarily in housing renovations and transportation and flooring and industrial. Big boom this year in that kind of business. It began in 2016. It pays 8.25, 8.25. And it increases that rate every year. So these are not get rich, but instead of seeing that 15% surge fall back a bit, you grab and lock the profit right away. When the opportunity arises again the following year, or it might be 2 or 3 years again, you lock it away some more. So certainly no locking profits at the end of 2018. That's when the down year was there, when the markets declined in 18. Or last spring during the COVID correction, not a time to lock in profits. But don't take the loss. But while your open funds might have retreated and gone down, your private equity funds, that 8 to 10%, continue their distributions. So the point of all that is balance and growth, not market timing. When the markets are low, stay patient, keep investing. But when they are high, as they are right now, it's a good opportunity to lock in part of that surge. And you continue that pattern over the next 5 years. Then you repeat and repeat and go at it again. And 15, 20 years later, you've certainly enhanced your income or improved your investments. And that's whether you're 50 or 70, for even at age 70, for a lot of us, you've got another strong 15, 20 years still ahead of us. We'll be back to wrap it up right after this.
Knowing which investments that outperform and that are suitable to your goals and needs can be overwhelming. Understanding the advantages of growth segregated funds and or market linked indexes might have over balanced mutual funds could benefit your investments now and for estate planning later on. Diversifying part of your portfolio in private equity funds could have a significant impact on your retirement income. On your Financial Destination show, we'll discuss these strategies and more to enhance your retirement income.
And we're back. So although 2019 and 2020 were totally different years, strong funds produced very similar double-digit returns. So remember, when markets are low, there's not too much to do but continue. But gains can be enhanced by locking in profits. Those double-digit returns, you don't want to see them fall back. But you'll need solid growth funds to do that, like a good skier coming down the hill, not at a breakneck speed, but you're moving in all conditions. Low-return income funds, that's like skiing downhill in snowshoes. Eventually you'll get there, maybe by nightfall, but you've missed the next run, which has already passed you several times. We're located at 1702 Sackville Drive. My home office is in Dartmouth, and we do house calls with proper distancing and the face mask. Visit yourfinancialdestination.ca or call 902-499-5879. I hope you've gained some knowledge this morning, and knowledge gives you the options and opportunity to create more wealth in your RSP, your tax-free, your RIF. I'm Roger Hamilton. Until next time, stay safe and stay invested.